Now to Pakistan, where U.S. Special Envoy Richard Holbrooke stopped this week to begin working on a new strategy in the region. The Obama administration plans to give billions in development aid to Pakistan. It's part of an effort to stabilize a country that faces increasing attacks from militants on its own soil. President Obama sees progress in Pakistan as a path to success in next-door Afghanistan. And this week, we're talking about that strategy. Today, we turn to Steve Call. He wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning book Ghost Wars about the CIA's involvement in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, you've already come out to say that President Obama's strategy viewing Afghanistan and Pakistan as what you call a unified theater of operations is a smart policy. How so?
Well, it's the way the Taliban operate, and the Taliban are the problem. It's the way al-Qaeda operates, and al-Qaeda is the problem. They have been straddling this border between Pakistan and Afghanistan and conducting themselves as if it didn't matter, whereas U.S. policy in the past, for bureaucratic reasons more than purposefully, has been directed through these silos of Pakistan on the one hand, Afghanistan on the other hand, and never the twain meet.
Well, let me just interrupt before you go on, though. It's not just bureaucratic. I mean, Pakistan is a sovereign country. So despite that porous border, how much of a choice has the United States had in that?
Well, you're right in the sense that the problems in the two countries are very different. In Afghanistan, the United States can do things directly in partnership with a encouraging Afghan government most of the time. In Pakistan, it can't do things directly. And therefore, actually, the problems in Pakistan are much harder, but they can't be addressed if policy and the whole conception of the approach is divided into these different baskets.
If the Obama administration does what it wants to do, which is pumps $1.5 billion of development aid into Pakistan for the next 5 years is what it's talking about, is that a strategy that will show results?
It might, in combination with support from the IMF. The point is that the Bush administration's aid to Pakistan was very heavily weighted to military and counterterrorism aid. And the impact of that was not just in the way it strengthened the military's hold over Pakistan and the dominance of its role in Pakistani politics, but also perceptually, Pakistanis, ordinary Pakistanis, looked at the United States and thought, you know, the only thing you really care about is renting our army to pursue your enemies. So the point of the Obama administration's policy is not just that $1.5 billion of development aid is going to suddenly transform the experience of ordinary Pakistanis, but that it's also going to signal that the United States is investing in Pakistan's own aspirations to achieve a stable constitutional democracy.
You know, yesterday we heard from Democratic Senator Carl Levin, and he touched on this very issue of aid to Pakistan. And let's just listen to a little bit of that.
We can't appear to be buying Pakistani support. It's got to be a Pakistani goal to rid themselves of their own religious fanatics. The idea that somehow or other we can come and buy their support, it won't work unless they're motivated that way themselves for their own purposes, and it'll actually play right into the hands of the opposition.
Now, Senator Levin was speaking of both military and non-military aid because, in his view, development aid will, in fact, just end up in the line the pockets of corrupt officials.
Well, there's a question of how effective aid is in Pakistan, but investing in supporting a stable, modernizing, democratic Pakistan is essential to the interests of the United States. And the United States can do that by providing support to the Pakistani economy, by encouraging its middle class, by investing in its civil society, in all of the long-rooted sectors of Pakistan that actually want a normal country. I mean, consider what's been happening in Pakistan over the last year. People have been out on the streets. What have they been protesting? The restoration of their chief justice. This is the only mass movement in pursuit of the rule of secular law on the face of the earth right now. And it's happening in a country that we think of as in the grip of Islamist fundamentalists. What's really happening is that there is a competition of the sort Senator Levin refers to. The United States has to choose sides and do that creatively. Its aid is not going to buy anybody's loyalty. He's right about that. Its aid is not going to be decisive. But we have to change the way we invest in Pakistan so as to support those whose interests are aligned with our own.
In your blog on the New Yorker website, you write, and I'll quote you here, conceiving a very difficult problem correctly does not mean that you can solve it. Okay, so you see the Obama administration as conceiving the problem correctly, but you're saying that might not still work?
Pakistan is in a very difficult moment in its long history. There are many sources of instability in the country, and the government is weak. U.S. policy is not going to defeat the Taliban. Only the Pakistani state can contain and defeat the Taliban.
Well, just a last question. Can the U.S. increase attacks on insurgents in the tribal areas at the same time that the Obama administration believes that improving civil society is also a priority? I mean, can those two things go together, especially in the same areas?
I think it's not sustainable in the long run. The United States is deeply unpopular in Pakistan. Its approval ratings and public opinion polls are in the single digits. The Pakistani people do want support in defeating the Taliban, but using drones in these remote-controlled robot attacks against even legitimate targets, al-Qaeda leadership that's plotting against the United States, Taliban leadership that is plotting violence against the state of Pakistan, to do it at the same time that you're trying to argue to the Pakistani people that you're on their side is not a sustainable policy. The benefits of these drone attacks have to be weighed more carefully against the costs to the sustainability of U.S. policy in Pakistan and to the stability of Pakistan itself.
Steve Call is head of the New America Foundation and also author of the book Ghost Wars. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.